Hello everyone, we're back with another episode of Let's Talk Trends. I'm Dawn, Content and Communications Lead of Lion Global Investors. Thank you so much for being with us here today. In this series, I will be chatting with investment professionals and industry experts to discuss market insights and trending topics in a casual and lighthearted manner. This podcast also aims to provide investing tips and actionable ideas for beginners looking to dip their toes into the world of finance. This is going to be a special episode because, well, I'm not going to be hosting. Similar to what is known as an Instagram takeover, this is going to be a podcast takeover. This episode will be hosted by Reggie Koh, aka the Chief Financial Coconut, whom you may be familiar with, under Trading Matters by OCBC Securities. The guest is Kevin Teo, our Head of Environmental, Social and Governance, ESG, at Lion Global Investors. In this episode, they explore ESG investing and how tackling the climate change could be a game changer for markets. They cover three key questions. First, green and low carbon shift as the new growth opportunity. Second, do low carbon operations necessarily mean reduced profitability? And third, how do we assess if the companies are doing well in a low carbon transition? All of these questions are very topical today and definitely worth a listen. Without further ado, here we go.
Welcome back to Trading Matters, a podcast by OCBC Securities. In this show, we're focused on hunting down interesting market movements to help you become more opportunistic with your capital. I'm your host, Reggie, aka your Chief Financial Coconut, and I have a news for you. Today, no CK. We are going to move away from the macro, the single stock discussion, and talk a little bit about this whole new trend of ESG. Low carbon ESG future. And we have a new guest on the show to focus on the risks, the opportunities, the trends going forward. How is it going to affect our investments, the companies that we have already invested? And also at the end, reveal a new index that OCBC and SGX has created to help you stay on top of the game for ESG and low carbon investing. So welcome back. Okay, hey guys, welcome back to Trading Matters. And today we have a new guest in the house, a different personality, cannot every time listen to CK, a bit boring, right? So today we have Kevin, Head of ESG from Lion Global Investors, LGI. So welcome, Kevin, nice to meet you.
Hi, Reggie, hi.
Okay, so ESG is quite a thing these days, right? So do you believe that it's here to stay? Like this is a long-term trend and not another fad in investment cycles?
Yes, I think it is definitely a structural trend that we have to be aware of.
Yeah, and that's what our audience are tuning in for today. I'm trying to find out how is this going to affect our investments. So this whole new thing about low carbon, green growth, right? It's held up as the next green wave, right? Next growth for companies. But in my view, logically, if we look at all these low carbon operations, it's a lot of shift away from traditional operations. Right? So that's going to be a lot of new capital going in to increase processes, change their setup. So my question as an investor is, doesn't this incur short-term capital allocation and reduce profitability, right, as they channel money elsewhere away from their traditional processes and infrastructure?
The simple fact is, if the companies don't do it, then they risk lagging behind their existing competitors who are actually doing that switch. Effectively, every good company should be doing everything in their capacity to ensure that they remain relevant and their business to be sustainable, over the longer term. And that should in turn then generate better returns for their investors.
As a manager of money, at LGI, what are you doing different? How are you seeing this?
I guess there are two areas that we do look at. So from the risk angle, it is important to identify if carbon pollution, for instance, is say indeed a material risk for a company. And then the next is to identify information around the company's plans in this area. And then, thirdly is on how to measure the company's efforts to see if it's credible this is where I guess individual investors could find challenges, you know, in having the time and expertise in performing these analysis. So it would actually be useful to identify, you know, good asset management firms with strong track records. LGI, I guess, is one such company. You know, the investment teams are familiar with the companies that they invest in. They do know the sectors and countries well to assess if, you know, carbon pollution is actually indeed a cause for concern. And that could potentially see risks ahead for these companies. So risks like these will include, for example, regulatory risk, you know, the risk of holding on to stranded assets, as we call it, or those assets that the companies hold on to that cannot keep up with the structural trends. That's on the risk aspect. On the other hand, I think there are also opportunities within the space. So that actually includes, for instance, renewable projects that companies can take on. So these companies actually, for such projects, it does not just benefit the companies themselves, but also the entire value chain over the longer term. Just to put in context how large this kind of opportunities would be, for instance, you know, the International Energy Agency has actually, you know, projected that, you know, to reach, say, net zero emission by 2050, which is important, I guess, to limit the temperature rise for Earth to an acceptable level. The annual clean energy investment worldwide actually will need to increase to around $4 trillion by 2030.
Mm-hmm. So I see that you are a firm believer of the environmentally friendly ways, right? So essentially, you believe that companies will, more and more companies will hop on this bandwagon, and they will penalize their suppliers, or they will move away from all these dirty companies, you know, and they will reconfigure their supply chains. Is that what I'm hearing? So that's where the opportunity, the whole demand push is. Okay, cool, interesting. So I remains to be seen. We can keep observing this trend. What about dirty sectors, right? Are there, because it sounds like there are certain sectors that, you know, are like dirtier, right? Oil and gas, steel. Is there like a way that we can look at some of these? Like, is there a basket of identified, quote unquote, dirty sectors?
Yep. The higher pollutive sectors, I think, would include your fossil fuel, as well as steel and cement industry. So these are some of the key ones as well. There are others also. But the focus, you know, I would say, has been largely with regards to the fossil fuel industry, where it's, I guess, supposed to be more pollutive and is effectively, you know, affecting different sectors as well, if you think about it, because they do provide that energy, which is needed for various industries as well. So,
yeah, definitely. And today we're talking a lot about low carbon, right? These guys are literally pulling carbon out of the ground, right? There are a lot of other pollutants that we can discuss in as we go along and move along this journey of ESG. But this whole carbon credit thing is getting a little bit too exciting, right? A lot of people are talking about it, you know, and they believe that, oh my God, carbon credits, you know, we can trade in the markets and all that. It sounds very exciting for investors, you know, but if I, as a long-term investor, am looking at buying good companies, right, for the prolonged period, you know, how will this this whole trading of carbon credits affect the operation of these of my companies, right? Because futures can be very volatile and it can affect operations. You know, how do I know the companies I'm looking at are prepared for this?
Right. I think as a quick background, perhaps, carbon credit is a permit or, you know, an allowance that actually allows a company to produce a certain amount of carbon emissions. And this can be traded. Each credit corresponds to, I think, about 1 metric ton of carbon emission. These are finite in quantity. And, you know, the key objective is then to balance between the need for growth while we transition to a greener world. To address your question about, you know, carbon price volatility in the near term, I guess, you know, predicting carbon prices may be difficult because it's for instance, like you're trying to predict oil price movements in the near term. And reason is because it's sometimes driven by sentiment and macro factors that it's really difficult and challenging to predict. But over the longer term, it seems that the carbon prices, the only way seems to be up. IMF has proposed that limiting global warming to 1.5 to 2 degrees would sort of require a global carbon price of around US$75 per ton. And as of June last year, I think about 4/5 of our global emissions remain unpriced. And the global average emission price was only at US$3 per ton. So that's still a gap that needs to be filled. Yeah.
Okay. So then for companies, right? I mean, it's very hard to predict, futures prices, as we all know, right? So commodity prices. So how do I know that the company I'm investing in is actually strong in mitigating this? What I'm hearing is, they should just move away from this whole thing, like do not participate in the market, right? So you want to see that they keep moving away from the intense carbon needs, so then they can, kind of fade out from this need to purchase or get exposure to volatility in carbon credits. Is that what we are looking at? Or is there the other side of discussion where you want to see big companies set up, essentially financial departments to support this whole transaction, right, and be participatory in the futures market?
Yes. So effectively, over the longer term, this carbon credit should only be used to offset emissions that cannot, be avoided. So in the interim, to sort of assess how companies are prepared for carbon costs, I guess companies should budget for that. What I mean is they should try to adopt an internal carbon pricing to better evaluate their business strategy, around cost management, think of alternative solutions. So I think that should demonstrate some proactiveness in managing the company's overall risk. I think that should also involve, some sort of stress test around the carbon prices and not just, be based on the carbon prices that the companies see in the market today. So I guess, again, I have to say that gaining access to all this individual companies' information, trying to see through them, that requires time and expertise. So it's best left to good fund managers, yes.
Expert plug, yes, plug. But I think for all you listening, it's also, I think what Kevin brought up was, you want to be observant that some of these management, they do talk about this in their, their quarterly reports or their annual reports, when they talk to investors, you want to hear them bring these up, right? Because if they don't talk about it, then they may be just running away from the new reality, right? So in closing, I want to let all of you know that OCBC and SGX has created an iEdge OCBC Singapore Low Carbon Select 50 Capped Index. In other words, they have created a low carbon index together with SGX. So you should go and check it out. Just go and search SGX, iEdge OCBC Low Carbon Index. Yep, and I believe this is an ongoing discussion. We will continue to have Kevin on the show as we expand and to see how this whole space is going to transit. So thank you, Kevin. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Reggie. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for tuning in weekly with us at Trading Matters, a podcast by OCBC Securities. If you want to be even faster in following latest market insights done by the team at OCBC Securities, you should visit iocbc.com/tradingmatters for market insights on Singapore, China, Hong Kong, and the US, and a lot of the stuff that we couldn't cover on the show today. This show is jointly produced by the team at The Financial Coconut and OCBC Securities. We hope you become a more astute trader following our weekly show. And we want to hear from you. Join our ecosystem, advance, and all that stuff. Details in the description below. I will see you next week. Also, contents of this podcast are intended for general information only and should not be construed as recommendation or solicitation to invest in any financial products. All investments are subjected to risk. Before investing, you should conduct your own self-assessment and seek independent financial advice. For the full disclaimer, check out iocbc.com/tradingmatters. Also, like, share, subscribe. Like, share, subscribe. See you next week.
So here we are at the end of the podcast. Thanks so much to everyone for dialing in. Catch you guys next week. Disclaimer: this advertisement has not been reviewed by the Monetary Authority of Singapore. It is for information only and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation. Information is subject to change without notice and is not to be relied on as advice. Investments are not guaranteed and are subject to investment risk. For more information, please visit www.lionglobalinvestors.com.